This is Red Podcast, episode 256. The book is done. The launch is in 1 week. I'm going to give you the behind the scenes of this episode.
This is the Red Podcast. Here's your host, David Hooper.
It's Red Podcast. I'm David Hooper. You want to spread a message? You're in the right place. I'm going to tell you how to do that. The last few episodes, I've been talking about my upcoming book, taking you behind the scenes on that. And in my hands, the book. It is heavy. 462 pages. I took it to the post office to mail a couple of them. I think it's like a pound and 12 ounces, something like that. Big book, very heavy, lots of words. The final title has been decided. It's called Big Podcast, Grow Your Podcast Audience, Build Listener Loyalty. Uh-oh, got a typo on the... No, I'm just kidding. I had seven editors, man. There are no typos on this thing, especially on the cover. It's called Big Podcast, Grow Your Podcast Audience, Build Listener Loyalty, and Get Everybody Talking About Your Show. Got two different versions of it coming out in a week. The Kindle version, and also the one I've got in my hand here, the big heavy print version. I'm going to tell you about how I did both of those. First of all, let's talk about Kindle formatting. If you are not aware of how this works, I'm not going to explain Kindle to you. I'm going to assume you know what a Kindle is. Electronic book reader, Amazon owns it, and they've got it so you can send a document, a Word file, a PDF, whatever kind of document you got, plain text, anything, and they will format it for you. They will distribute it for you. However, that doesn't always look good. It's a dynamic format. There are different types of Kindles. One of the great things about Kindle is if you want to make the type bigger, you can make it bigger. You want it smaller, you can make it smaller. It's flexible. That does change the way that things are formatted. I could have just uploaded a Word doc. That was what the final manuscript was in. However, it is always best if you do a few different markups on it, kind of like an HTML document, just to make sure everything looks like you want it to look. I've been involved in several book projects. Normally what I will do is I will send it to a guy, somebody who specializes in Kindle layout. But this book, it's 93,000 words. It's fairly complicated in that there are a lot of bullet lists. There are bullets inside bullets. There's italics. There's underlining. There's bold print. And I was going to have to go through this anyway. I was going to have to do it page by page, word by word, bullet point by bullet point, and look at it. Already had it laid out more or less in the Word document. What I decided to do was take that final Word document, my final editor, the proof editor, the copy editor. She told me about a service called Readsy, and I could upload it to Readsy and just go through it and do it all myself. So that's what I did. It's Readsy.com. It's pretty cool. What Readsy is trying to do and why they've got that service to attract authors there is because they've got author services, they've got author marketing, they've got layout, they've got proofing people. That's how I found about it. Like I said, my proofer let me know about it because she was going to put a shingle out on Readsy and try to get some business there. So anyway, I went through Readsy.com. If you're interested in laying out your Kindle book, they've got a free layout service there. It's very nice. Takes care of the table of contents. It does EPUB and also Mobi formats. Readsy.com for that. Now, as far as the print formatting, the print layout, I've got a graphic designer in Canada that I've worked with previously. Sent her the manuscript. Big manuscript. Like I said, 93,000 words. I think she was overwhelmed. Bullet points, underlining, bold. Some things are in quotes. Some things, the margins are a little bit different. It was complicated, but she did a great job on it. The book looks fantastic. As far as distribution, the last project I worked with her on, it was a full color book, maybe 200, 250 pages, about 180 images. I knew she could do the job. She was the right person for the job. The book layout looks great. Distribution. Got three different ways that I'm distributing this book. Two for print, one for the digital version. Let me go into that. For the print, I'm doing everything right now. Print on demand, meaning that if I need one copy of the book, I can get one copy of the book. If I need 1,000 copies of the book, I can do 1,000 copies of the book. Now, that is not the most cost-effective way to do things. If you're looking to get lots of books, my first books that I was doing, you could do an offset print. You could do a short run, maybe 200 at a time. This, though, enables it so I don't have to have tons and tons of inventory. If I need a special edition, one with a glossy cover instead of the matte cover, I can get that. And that's worth paying a little bit more for. I'm going to tell you about the pricing and what you need to consider if you're going to do this. But here's why I had two distributors. I did one with Ingram Lightning Source. You may be familiar with their Ingram Spark product if you're in the self-publishing industry. Lightning Source, kind of a step up. It's for maybe small, medium-sized publishers. It's still a print-on-demand thing, but it gives you a few more options as far as distribution, as far as promotion. They do pretty high-quality printing. If you were to look at this book, you're not going to think print-on-demand. It's a good-looking book. And the reason that I went with Ingram was because of something called the discount rate. And the discount rate is more or less the wholesale rate. And I'm going to work through the numbers for you. So if you're considering doing a print-on-demand deal or even just a distribution deal, you can figure out how much money you're going to get paid. The big reason for me to bring Ingram in on this, it gets me in all bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million, all bookstores. Ingram is one of the largest book distributors in the world, and it just so happens they're down the street. They're in the suburb of Nashville, which is where I am, maybe 45 minutes away. Strangely enough, I met somebody in my neighborhood who worked for Ingram for years and years. She was actually my rep on previous books. So it's that close to me. If I needed to go to the factory, I could do it. I've been working with these guys maybe 15 years. Never done it yet. But if I need to, I like the ability to be able to do that. Plus, Martha Ingram, the woman who owns this thing, she's been great to the city. She funds the orchestra anytime they're running short of money. She's done a lot of great things. I like to support people like that. But the problem with Ingram is that Amazon, as an Ingram competitor, they do not always make Ingram books available as quickly as they do through their own service, which is very similar, that prints and distributes books. That service is known as KDP, and that's why I have a second print distribution deal with them. I guess you could call it a distribution deal. And the way that that works is they offer a 40% discount. And if you're keeping track of the money, the minimum for Ingram is 25%, meaning if I've got a $20 book, somebody's buying it for $15, then they're reselling it for $20. KDP, Amazon, they're buying their own books through KDP for 40% off, meaning that if I've got a $20 book, instead of the $15 that I'd make from Ingram, I'm making $12 from Amazon. $3 less per book, but it does make sure that if you want to get a book by me tomorrow or delivered via Amazon Prime in a couple of days, Amazon will have that book in stock. And here's where it gets a little bit weird. So I'm going to go into some more math for you. The cost to print this book, and it's a big book, it's about a dollar less with KDP than it is with Ingram. So here's the math if you're curious. $20 book, Ingram for $15, the same book purchased from KDP, that is $12. That means technically I'm paid either $15 or $12 per book. But my print costs come out of that. So $7 for KDP, $8 if it's an Ingram book, meaning $15 for the Ingram book minus $8 to print leaves me with $7 per book. $12 that I get from KDP minus $7 to print, that leaves me with $5 per book. Compare that with Kindle. The book is half the price, not $20, but $10. I make 70% on Kindle. So it's a $10 book. Amazon keeps three. I keep seven. The quality of KDP versus Ingram Lightning Source, very similar. Ingram is more consistent. If you're going to buy hundreds of books, and I've got some speaking engagements coming up, I'm purchasing them through Ingram, even though it's costing me a little bit more, because I know the quality is going to be there. The cover looks better. The print is darker. The paper is better. I've got a proof in hand. The one that I got from Ingram came out flawless. It looks great. The one that I got from Amazon, KDP, also looks pretty good, but strangely enough, even after I'd seen it, when I approved it and told Amazon, go with it, Amazon denied it. And the reason is my design has one of the letters cut off. Not all the way, just the tip. That was on purpose. I told Amazon that this was on purpose. They said, nope, that is against the rules. So the cover that you get, if you get an Amazon KDP version of this book, it's going to be a little bit different than the cover that you get from Ingram. Not a big difference, maybe a centimeter. Most people would never know. You wouldn't know if I didn't tell you. But I thought it was funny because that's the whole purpose of a proof. Do you like the proof? If so, accept it. If you don't like it, don't accept it. Submit another version, get a proof on that. So even though I liked it, Amazon wouldn't release the book that I wanted. So something to keep in mind if you're going to go through KDP. And I think that you should. If you're going to be selling a lot of books on Amazon, you want to get that book out to people as quickly as possible. You're not going to make as much money per book because KDP is going to cost you more. That discount rate is a lot more. But usually with books, this one included, there's a back end. I'm going to get into that in just a second. The promo that I'm doing for this book, as I mentioned, 1 week from today is when it's coming out. I'm sending out some feelers. I've mailed a couple copies already. But honestly, I'm busy with other work. And that's kind of the side note to what's happening with the back end. People have found out about this book, just a couple things on social media, maybe Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. People have found out about this book and they are already reaching out. I'm now talking to two national conferences about speaking. They've reached out to me. These are not podcasting conferences. I've had several podcasters reach out to me. So that's coming up. I haven't done anything. People are reaching out to me. People say that a book is a business card, that a book puts you at a different level. You know, this isn't my first book. This is about my seventh book. But I will have to say that so far, the experience for this book, Big Podcast, has been a great one and people are already reaching out. I expect that to continue. My overall plan, the long-term promotion for this, it's what I call a slow burn. I'm not going to have a big launch. I'm looking at about 6 months ahead before this thing really gets going. I wanted to do a little bit more for the day of release, just 1 week from now. But things have gotten so busy. In just a couple of days, I'm leaving town, for example, to go to a podcasting event. I haven't been able to keep up. There was no way for me to do it. I wanted to have the audiobook done, but at 93,000 words, probably you're talking, I don't know, 10 hours of finished audio, and I stumble and I stammer. And I'm going to record probably 20 hours of audio. I'm going to have to get it nailed down to 10. I'm going to have to worry with the engineering specs, get it submitted to ACX, which is Audible's distribution arm. I just wasn't able to do that, wasn't able to keep up my other work. These people who are hiring me to work on their podcast, my voiceover stuff, other things that I'm doing, even Red Podcast. It's been a while since I've given you an update. It's not because I'm just sitting around. It's because I'm working on this book, working on other projects. There is a lot happening right now, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, it's a mixed blessing because there's a lot of stuff that I want to be doing better and I'm simply not able to. I'm just too busy. I am doing a lot though. I'm going to have more information. I'll keep you updated on that in upcoming episodes of Red Podcast. You may be curious, why am I doing this method, the slow burn method, when everybody and his brother on the internet, all these experts, they want to go for New York Times. They want to have a big, big push the week the book launches. Take the thing up to the New York Times, USA Today, all these bestseller lists. Why am I not doing that? Well, for one, this is a new market to me. And it is doubtful that I would be able to, even if I tried to get on the New York Times list, the USA Today list, any major list, even if I put a lot of effort into it. I'd have to pull in a lot of favors. A lot of people would have to buy the book. I don't know that I would be able to do that. But that's not my goal. My goal is to have a classic book. My goal is to have you, when you think about podcasting and when you think about podcast marketing, how can you get your message out via a podcast? Think of me. And when you think about a book that's going to teach you how to do that, think of this book, Big Podcast, Grow Your Podcast Audience, Build Listener Loyalty, and Get Everybody Talking About Your Show. I want you to be thinking about that, not somebody else's book. And what I've seen from these guys who do these big pushes, bam, they explode. Then they disappear. They go away as quickly as they came. That's not my goal. I want to have a book that I can get behind for 3, 5, even more years than that. That's not to say that I haven't been thinking about this launch. I'm doing a big event here in Nashville in a week. Really thinking about that, bringing in probably 70 or 80 people to give a speech to them. Just the people that I know from the Nashville podcasting community to launch the book to them. Been putting a lot of energy into that. But I had the opportunity in just a couple of days to go down to Florida. As luck would have it, the week before my big launch, there's a huge podcasting convention in Orlando, Florida, PodFest, Multimedia Expo. Everybody's going. They said, come on down here, David, you got to make this. And I said, no. And I said, no. And I said, no. And folks kept coming back to me and they said, come on. And I'm hopping on a plane in just a few hours to go down there. I'm excited about that. It's a great chance to see other podcasters in person, let them know about the book. And I think it's going to help the overall book launch. So in a way, it's great timing, but also one of the busiest weeks of the year for me. As I mentioned, more information on how I'm doing the promotion for this, that will be coming up on future episodes of Red Podcast. I will also be getting back to regular type of episodes that I do. I'm going to do more interviews for the next round of Red Podcast, bringing in other experts, showing you how they have built their audience, built their following, built their authority, and how you can do the same thing. But for now, if you want to see this book, it is available online. Go to Amazon, search for Big Podcast, the subtitle, Grow Your Podcast Audience, Build Listener Loyalty, and Get Everybody Talking About Your Show. Thanks for going on this book launch journey here with me on Red Podcast. If you want more information how you can build a big podcast, how you can increase your authority via podcasting, visit me online. Bigpodcast.com is the website. Go to bigpodcast.com. I've got templates that you can use. I've got promotion advice, things you can do right now to help you get your message out via podcasting. So go to bigpodcast.com. And while you're there, if you like the sound of my voice, you want more of it, I've got a podcast just for podcasters. It's called Build a Big Podcast. Bigpodcast.com has it all. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next episode of Red Podcast.
You've been listening to Red Podcast. Never miss an episode. Subscribe now with your iPhone, Android, or via RSS at redpodcast.com.